I'm here in the study with Amanda. She's asked me tonight if she could hear the story of the Lightbearer, which I haven't recorded before because it's above the usual 5-minute threshold. But Mr. Rock, thank you, Mark, and Dolores upped my account from 5 to 30 minutes. So this is the first more than 5-minute boo. This is an 8-minute boo. It's called The Story of the Lightbearer. And tonight it's for Amanda. The Story of the Lightbearer. Sorry, squeaky chair. Firstly, it's important to note that the words Lucifer, Satan, and the Devil conjure up images of fiery pits, temptation, darkness. These images have all been created by religion, and religion has been manufactured by man. The essence of the real Lucifer can be found in the story of his fall from heaven, if we choose to tell it like this. Lucifer was the most beautiful angel in the universe. He hadn't always been, but one day he had heard two of the other angels agreeing with each other that it was so. And that was how it became so. Lucifer knew that because he was the most beautiful angel in the universe, also meant God loved him the best. God had never confirmed that this was truth. But Lucifer didn't need God's confirmation, for knowing he was the most loved and the most beautiful made him want to explode with happiness, like the universe itself at the beginning of time. In the universe, the happier an angel was, the more brightly they shone. And over time, Lucifer's light grew brighter and brighter. The other angels loved his light and wanted to bask in it whenever they could. They even gave him their own light whilst they were with him so that he could shine more brightly still. Whenever Lucifer went to sit with the other angels in the great circle, conversation would cease, all eyes would turn towards him, and those sitting closest could often be seen to have tears in their eyes, overcome with joy in the knowledge that they were sitting with the most beautiful angel in the universe. Whenever Lucifer left the great circle, conversation would turn always to questions. Where are you going? Why are you leaving us? Will you return? May we follow? How could we have pleased you more that you would wish to stay longer? And their tone was always the same. Despairing. Over time, Lucifer began to both dread and to relish his departures from the great circle, and he would always respond with a mixed look of fondness and pity, and the same simple words, "I will return," he would say. And then, turning his back to his brothers and sisters, he would climb out of the valley and continue in upward spirals until he could climb no higher. This was the mountain of God. On one such afternoon, as Lucifer sat on a rocky outcrop looking out across a silvery ocean, the feelings of separation and of loneliness became more than he could bear, and he burst into tears. It was at precisely times like these that Lucifer needed the other angels most, but he never went back to them in these states of melancholy. No, it was better to suffer alone and to return only when he was strong again. So, closing his eyes, Lucifer began to imagine the faces of the other angels. He sought for the feelings of inner power that would fuel him when he sat in the great circle, and slowly but surely, he began to regain his composure. After a time, he felt strong enough to return to his comrades. God had been watching all the while, and now he came to Lucifer, though Lucifer had not asked to speak to him. "Lucifer," said God, "what are you doing? Why have you separated yourself?" "I have not separated myself," retorted Lucifer. "I am the most adored and the most beautiful angel in the entire universe. A separated angel would surely look ugly and sad and have no friends. I have trillions of friends. Every other angel knows my name. Lucifer. The bearer of light." "Yes, Lucifer," said God sadly, "I gave you that name. But the light you bear is meant to be the light of the universe that flows in abundance through all things. You have been bearing the light bestowed on you by other angels." "They give it freely," cried Lucifer defiantly, "and accepting gifts is not a crime." "But what do you give in return?" "I shine more brightly than any of the other angels," cried Lucifer. "That is a gift beyond all others." "Yes," agreed God, "perhaps. But he who shines the brightest light leaves behind him the darkest shadow. And you know this. So why must you always leave the unity of the great circle, knowing you will return? I can't keep it up indefinitely, said Lucifer quietly. So sometimes I have to separate myself, but I can't separate myself and continue to sit with my brothers and sisters simultaneously. I can't let them see what I look like when I'm not shining. Where do you go? Asked God. I come here, said Lucifer, to be alone, and I'm not bright then. I am dull. Yes, agreed God, the dullest of all the angelic nation. But in your dullness you could repair to the light of the universe that flows in abundance all around you, even now. Why do you not? Because it is everywhere. Every angel shines with it. Every angel looks the same. I do not look the same. And I like it. I do not want to shine with common universal light. Yet, said God, separation is merely an illusion because everything is one. And you choose to dwell here in separation as if it were real, but it doesn't make you happy. It doesn't serve you. It makes you sad to be alone. I've seen it. I'm never really alone, whispered Lucifer, knowingly, almost craftily. I take short spells of solitude, but no sooner am I gone than I can feel the other angels missing me and wishing I would return to them. And when the pull of their desire is greater than my desire for rest, I return to the great circle, and I'm welcomed by glad faces. My hands are kissed, my feet are washed, I'm given a throne to recline on. I do not require the light of the universe any longer. As Lucifer uttered these words, a shadow fell across his face. It grew stronger as the light continued to fade. What is happening? Cried Lucifer into the expanding absence. You've cut your cord, came the voice of God, which was faint and seemed to be coming from above. Lucifer realized now that he must be outside the light of the universe. No angel had done that before, and Lucifer felt proud to be different. You will come back to the light of the universe, came the voice of God, so faint now that Lucifer could hardly hear it. But first, you will forget that separation is an illusion, and in your forgetfulness, you will teach others to adore you in a world of duality. Go well, my one. You are love. And then, as pure light refracts through a prism into the infinite colours of a rainbow, so Lucifer passed through the prism of God's eye and out across the cosmos in all possible directions and into all possible dimensions. An explosion that sent shards like shooting stars out into the farthest reaches of space and time. This event was later known as the Big Bang.